Good morning.
早上好。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
Yeah, this morning I came to church early for Sunday school.
今天早上呢，我早一些来到教会，为了上主日学。
And I saw Pei Gang outside the activity center.
我看见在活动中心的外面，我看到裴刚。
I haven't seen him since last year.
我自从去年以来我就没见过他了。
Actually, I haven't seen all of you since last year.
我其实从去年以来都没见过大家在
座的所有。So anyways, I saw him and I was so happy.
我今天早上看到他，我非常的高兴。
So I said, Happy New Year, Pei Gang.
所以我就跟他说，裴刚，新年快乐。
And he says, Why is it still Happy New Year?
他就跟我说，为什么现在还要跟我讲新年快乐？
He said, I've been working for a whole week already.
他说我过去的一个礼拜，整个礼拜都在上班。
And of course, that's when I said, you can say Happy New Year for a whole month at least, right?
所以我今天早上才这么说，我们至少可以整个月都说新年快乐。
Isn't it still the New Year?
是不是还是新年呢？
Be full of excitement and expectation and just going, wow, a new year, amazing.
No, 我们的内心是不是应该充满了兴奋，充满了期望呢？这因为这还是新年。
But the fact that his response was, why is it Happy New Year? I've worked a week already.
那他这样的反应呢，是因为我已经上了一个礼拜的班了，为什么还要跟我说新年快乐呢？
I was thinking in my heart.
我心里其实在想
I really want to ask my brother and pray for him, like, what has happened this first week of the new year that has already dragged you down from work?
我想请我弟兄姐妹们为他祷告啊！才过了一个礼拜，新年一个礼拜，他的内心为什么感觉这么沉重呢？
You know, he's probably not the only one who feels that way.
或许裴刚不仅仅是裴刚这样一位这样感觉的。
You know, there are those of us who says, no matter how bad last year was, no matter how busy and tiring the holidays were, but it's a new year, I'm ready.
那有些人也说，不管去年一年是怎样的，不管节假日是多么的繁忙，这是新的一年，我已经准备好了。
Right, so there are those of you who are like, yeah, a new year.
那些就是非常的兴奋的，说 yes, 就是这新年到了。
But of course, there are those of you who is like another year.
当然，也有些内心可能会说，又是一年。
Man, last year was bad.
去年已经是非常不好的一年。
Why is there another year?
为什么还有一年呢？
And so, a lot of times, our hearts and our attitude could be different based on what our circumstances are.
那很多时候，我们的心和我们的思想呢？会因为我们的境况而不同。
Now, how our hearts feel, how our circumstances are, does not change the fact that it's a new year.
但是不管呢，看他的家人，并且去他的看他的教会。
Now, because we're spending the New Year's week with them.
因为我们新年的这一周呢，是和他们一起度过的。
There's a lot of activities that we want to do. The kids want to get together with their cousins.
我们呢想要做很多的事情，孩子们呢想要和他的表哥表妹们一起玩。
But on New Year's Day morning,
那在新年那天早上
，I felt that it's such a unique and wonderful opportunity that all of us are together, that we should sit together, and we should share.
那我就感觉到就是我们呢，一家人呢，应该都坐在一起分享。
To share about expectations and hope that we would have for this year to come.
我希望呢，就是我们能够一起分享，我们对这新一年的期望和希望。
God gave me a passage from 2 Peter, chapter 1 that I share with the whole family.
那神呢，给了我一段经文，就是在彼得书第二章。
To encourage,
yeah. 彼得后书。
To encourage us to reflect on our relationship with God.
来鼓励我们与神。
And to be encouraged by God's word to continue to grow in Him.
也通过神的话语呢，我们能够受鼓励，能够继续预备了他们。分享之前，我希望他们能够。那个早上是非常美好的一段时光。
All my children and their cousins shared about how they wish to grow this year.
我所有的孩子还有他们的表弟表妹们也分享了他们希望这一年能够怎样成长。
They want to know Christ more.
他们希望能够更多的认识基督。
They want to overcome some of their character flaws.
他们呢也希望能够呢克服他们身上的一些缺点。
One child wants to learn to do better in her taekwondo kicks.
那一个孩子分享呢，他希望能够在跆拳道的
One child. One
child. 一个孩子提到呢，希望在学业上能够有所提高。
Of course, us adults shared as well.
那当然也分享了。
I won't say who, but one of the parents said that.
我不会提名字，但是有一位父母说。
That this person, I can't use he or she, right? So this person said.
所以这个人说。
The desire is to be.A better and wiser parent.
那他就说，我的期望是能够成为一个更有智慧、更好的父母亲。
To be more godly before the children.
在孩子的面前呢，能够更虔诚。
Yeah, 更虔诚，一个更敬畏神的人。And this person, as this sharing was going on, was shedding tears because this person feels that it's so hard to speak without using a pronoun. Ta, this person, is just doesn't feel like he or she is doing a good job.
那这个人呢，他是流着眼泪的分享的，因为他呢觉得。他自己没有做得很好作为父母。
And so I asked the children, do you think this parent is doing a good job? Is this person a godly parent to you?
所以呢我就问他的孩子就是你觉得这个人有没有是不是一个好的父母呢
And the children said, yes, of course.
那孩子们就说那当然是的。
I said, why don't you go encourage your parent and Give your parent this parent a hug.
那我就跟孩子们说，那你们为什么不去告诉他给他一个拥抱
？And that was the sharing on New Year's morning.
那这些就是新年早上的分享。
You know, I specifically ask people to share about their hope and expectation for the year to come, and not what is your New Year resolution.
那我呢特地的问。大家呢，就是你新年的期望和希望是什么？我而不是问他们你新年的愿望是什么？
呀，新年中文叫新年新希望，是不是 ？New Year Resolution. How many of you? For us today, it's hard to make resolutions.
所以当今呢，我就觉得我发现呢，就是觉得非常的做新年的决志呢，非常的困难。
We don't know how to make resolution and persevere and pursue it and accomplish it.
因为我们很多人并不知道，如何去做这个决志，并且呢，要去追求去完成它。
You know, so when one of my children said, "I want to have better grades this year."
当我的一个孩子说，我今年希望能够有更好的成绩。
When one of my child says, I want to have improve in my kicks in taekwondo.
那其中一个孩子说，我希望能够在跆拳道的运动当中，我的踢腿能够更加完美。
I asked them, how do you expect that to happen?
那我就问他们，你们如何去完成这些愿望呢？
Do you just hope that it will happen one day?
你仅仅是只是内心希望，这些事情都会发生。
Do you pray that God will give it to you?
那你向神祷告，神会给你这些吗？
What else is needed?
那其他你还需要什么呢？
And they both said, well, I have to work on it.
那他们两个都说我需要努力。
I have to pay attention to it.
我需要集中注意力。
I have to make effort in it.
我需要努力的工作，努力的学习。
I was very thankful.
我非常的感恩。
Because I hope that that's what my children see in me and my wife.
因为我希望呢，在我们的孩子呢，能够在我和我的太太的身上看到这些。
That we don't just hope for something good to happen.
我们呢不仅仅是希望一些好事情的发
生。We want good things to happen.
我们想要好事情发
生。And we will hope for good things to happen.
我们也希望好事情发生。
And we will pray for good things to happen.
我们祷告好事情发生。
But we also need to make effort.
但是呢，同时呢，我们也需要我们的努力。
So what we hope for and what we pray for, we can experience it.
那所以呢，我们所希望的，我们所祷告的呢，这一切呢，我们就能够它。
And so in this new year,
所以在这一个新年里
，Let's think about here comes another year of life.
让我们来思考，在这新的一年的生命里
，What do we expect for ourselves?
我们对自己的期望是什么呢
？I think it's appropriate for us to think, here's something new.
那我认为就是我们如果想这是一个新的，这是一个新的一年，
here's something fresh.
这是一新鲜的，一切都是新鲜的。
How do I, as a child of God, want to live this life in the new?
的儿女怎样像新的一年或者一个新的开始
has its up and downs
过去的一年有高高低低
we don't know if there's going to be ups and downs this coming year
那在这个新的一年里我们不知道我们还是否要经历再次经历这样
but for those of us who are a child of God who are Christians this morning
但是呢对那些神的儿女或者你已经是信徒的话
I want to remind us and encourage you
我今天早上想要提醒并且鼓励大家
that even if we felt that life has beaten us down
甚至有时候我们感觉到生活呢已经感觉到生活已经把我们打垮
and sometimes we dare notto hope or expect.
有时候呢，我们甚至不敢再有期望。
One thing we can be sure is that God is with you.
但是有一件事情我们可以确定的就是神是我们和我们同在的。
That his presence will be made known to you.
他的同在是我们所应该知道，我们所知道的。
And not only is he with us now, he will be with us.
他不仅仅现在与我们同在，他将来也会与我们同在。
And so our key verse today, 5:17.
所以我们根据呢是在
，Please turn to chapter 5. Not only look at this verse, but the verses in the context.
我们打开圣经歌。我们今天不仅仅要看这一节经文，我们要看它前后的经文。
5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come."
如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已经过去，你看，都变成新的了。
If anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation.
如果有人在基督里，就是新造的人。
As a new creation, the old has passed away because behold, new has come.
作为新造的人，旧事已经过去。
To salvation.
你今天与基督的。
What is your relationship with Christ like today?
你今天与基督的关系是怎么样的？
Are you closer to Jesus today than you were a year before?
那与去年相比，你今天是不是与基督耶稣更亲近呢？
When you first made the decision to follow Jesus,
当你第一次做决定的时候，做决定要跟随耶稣的时候，
When you made that decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
当你做决定要接受耶稣基督作为你的主的时候，
Was there any substance or reality to that decision?
那个时候有没有这个决定有 实质的意义吗？
Or was it just something nice to do, something that it won't hurt to do for you?
或许那仅仅是一件就是你觉得认为一件 好的事情去做，不会对你有伤害的事去做。
Or when you made the decision to follow Jesus or be baptized, was it just because so that you can get someone off your back?
或许你当初做这样的决定的时候，仅仅是想让某些人来停止打扰你。
Was accepting Jesus something that you did before merely to secure a foothold in heaven after you die?
或许你接受基督耶稣仅仅是为了能够在天国里有一个位置呢？
Or was it that you have truly bowed before him as your Lord and you are following him and you are pursuing him in all of your life?
或许呢，是你已经真正的在主耶稣基督面前顺服了，接受他作为你的主，并且决定要跟随他，追求他。
What is your relationship like with Christ today?
那你今天与基督的关系是如何呢？
I know these are very personal questions.
我知道这些问题都是非常非常隐私的问题。
And I know they could be pretty sharp or pointed.
我也知道这些问题可能也是比较尖锐的问题。
But as God's people, these are the most fundamental and essential questions that pertains to life.
但是呢，作为神的子民，这些问题其实都是非常就是非常重要，并且是一些根基的问题。
At the core of it, these are the meaningful questions, aren't they?
这些呢，都是非常有意义的问题。
In fact, I would be a bad pastor if I don't ask you these questions.
那如果作为一个牧者，我不来问你这些问题呢，我并不是一位好的牧者。
I would not be serving you adequately if I can't look into your eyes and search your heart.
如果我不能看着你的眼睛，来搜索你的内心，我就不会是一位好的牧者。
Because I care about God and His words too much.That I cannot bypass conveying His whole counsel for us to you.
因为我非常非常在乎神的话语，我不能不向大家传达神所有的旨意。
And I care about you too much that I would always want to speak the truth to you in love.
因为我如此的在乎你，所以我总是要向你在爱里讲说真理。
Even though sometimes some of these words may be difficult to hear at first.
甚至呢，我知道有些话语可能就是，可能就是你听起来不是那么舒服。
What is your relationship with Christ like today?
那你今天与基督的关系如何？
That's what it really comes down to, doesn't it?
是不是这就是问题的？这就是一个根基。
Are you living for Christ?
你为主而生活吗？
Or are you still living for yourself?
或者你是为自己而活？
Are you following Christ?
你跟随主耶稣吗？
Or are you backsliding?
或者你在后退呢？
And part of the answer, part of answering this question is in this verse today.
那其实这个问题的一部分的答案就是在 这段经文里。
If a Christian is made a new creation,
如果一位基督徒是新造的人，
are you living as a new creation?
那你有没有在新造的按照新造的人活着呢？
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
任何人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The moment that God's love appeared to us,
在当神的爱向我们显示的那一刻，
the moment that we hear the calling, the tender calling of our Lord Jesus Christ to say, "Come to me."
当我们听到主耶稣向我们呼叫的那一刻的时候，
and in the burden, under the burden, and the weight.Of our sin and our guilt, we come before God.
我们在罪的压迫之下，我们来到主的面前。
Under the pain, or the suffering, or the hopelessness we may be facing in life, we come before God.
我们带着我们带着我们的痛苦、压力，还有无望，我们来到主的面前。
And we hear Jesus say, "Come to me."
我们听到主耶稣对我们说，
"That I love you.
来到我这里，我爱你。
That I have carried all of your sins and the consequences of your sins upon me, and I use my life to pay for your debt."
我已经承担了你所有的罪，承担了你所有的罪的后果。我已经付上我为你的罪付上我的性命。
Believe in me.
相信我
and receive life.
你可以接受生命。
You are now made new.
你现在是一个新造的人。
And thus we became new.
这样我们就成为了一个新造的人。
But are we now living as that new creation?
但是我们有没有活出这个新造的人？
Are you living according to this?
我们有没有根据这个而活呢？
Are you living that new life because you are a new creation?
我们有没有我们有没有是因为我们是一个新造的人而活出新的生命呢？
This feeling of new is exhilarating.
那这种新的这种新的感觉呢，使人非常的兴奋。
The experience of being new should be exciting.
那经历这种新的感觉呢，是应该使你兴奋的。
Can you celebrate being washed clean from your sins?
那你能不能够为自己的罪被洗干净而庆祝呢？
Is your heart full of hope and joy?
那你的内心是不是充满了希望和喜悦呢？
Are you now free? Are you now free to love and free to be loved?
那你现在是不是感觉？自己能够自由的去爱和被爱呢？
As a new creation, are you filled with strength in your body and wisdom in your heart and clarity in your mind?
那作为一个新造的人，你是不是感觉你身体强壮，你内心充满了智慧，头脑清晰呢？
When the Bible tells us that we are new,
当圣经告诉我们，我们是新造的。
That's what it is.
这就是新，我们就是新造的。
It is new.
我们就是新的。
You know which one of you would take your old car?
那你们当中有没有人说把你们的旧车
？Put on some new tires.
换了一些新轮胎的时候。
You know, put a fresh paint on it.
打上新的油漆后。
And then say, "Hey, look, I got a new car."
然后就说，嘿，我买了一部新车。
No, it's the still same old clunker that makes all the weird noises.
那这其实就是仍旧同一部旧车，仍旧发出很多声音。
No, your excitement about a new car is when you pull that car off the new lot and the odometer says zero, and you're sitting in there. New car smell. This is new.
那你有新车的，你有新车的兴奋呢，是你当你真正的拿到了一部新车，那它的里程表上写着零的时候，这才是真正的新的。
Which one of you takes your old sneaker that you've worn for years and put it in the wash？
那你们当中有没有人说把你的鞋，很旧的鞋拿出来洗干净
？And then put new laces on it。
换上新鞋带。
And you wear it and you say, look, look at my new shoes.
然后你把它穿起来跟大家说，看看我新买的鞋。
You wash it 5 times, it still smells.
即使你洗5次，仍旧有臭味。
No, when you get that new pair of sneakers fresh out of the box and you put it on, you feel so good.
那你当你真正的买了一双新的鞋的时候，把它从鞋盒里拿出来穿上的时候，你的感觉是非常好的。
My son Jonathan used to think he jumps higher when he has new shoes on.
那我的儿子 Jonathan 呢，曾经是这样认为，他觉得他穿上新鞋的时候，他就能跳得更高。
He can jump a couple inches higher with new shoes.
他觉得他穿上新鞋就能够跳得更高。
Because it's exciting.
因为他非常兴奋。
This is the new life that God has promised us.
这就是神所应许我们的新生命。
It's not taking an old life and putting something new on it.
这并不是说把你的老的生命拿过来，然后放上一些新的东西。
It's something brand new through and through.
这是一个完完全全的新的生命。
And how do we then take that new life and live that new life?
那我们如何的去对待这个新生命，如何去活出这个新生命呢？
This is not a one-time deal.
这并不是说你一次就可以做到的。
This is constantly throughout your life as you live before God.
这是呢，要通过你整个生命，你整个活在主面前的生命。
Don't ever let the sense of newness and freshness leave you, brothers and sisters.
请不要让这个新的感觉，这个新鲜的感觉呢，离开你。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
任何人在只要在基督里，他就是一个新造的。
Whatever is old is gone, it's past.
所有的旧我，所有的老的都已经不在了。
And look, look, in this present moment, everything is new.
你看，在这个时刻，所有的一切都是新的。
And so in this new year, I want to encourage us.To not be afraid to have a new perspective, to have a new expectation, to have a new hope for ourselves.
那在这个新年里呢，我希望鼓励大家不要害怕有新的看法或者新的希望。
When we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
当我们看哥林多后书第五章的时候
We see what scripture gives us as a pattern of that new life for us to live.
那我们看到从经文上我们看到经文这个经文已经给我们了一个新生命的模式
And with the time that we have today, I only want to point out 3 aspects for us.
那因为今天的时间比较有限所以我今天只能指出就是三个其中的三点
that we as children of God we would dare to resolve for ourselves to focus and to grow in 2024.
那这三点呢，是我们作为基督徒，神的儿女呢，我们要决心，在这一年里，我们能够，做到的。
Let's start with chapter 5, verses 1-5.
我们呢从哥林多后书第五章一到从一至五节开始。
For we know that if the tent, that is our body, that is earth, our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That is our spiritual body that one day we would have.For in this tent, in our body, we groan. In this earthly body, we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling. If indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked, For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，是天上永存的房屋。我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。倘若穿上，被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Sometimes in this life, we feel burdened and we groan.
我们呢，有时候呢，在我们的生活里呢，我们感觉压力很大。
And life weighs us down.
感觉我们的生命，感觉我们的生命呢，是在低谷。
呀，身上的压力很大，是不是？And we don't feel that sense of newness.
我们呢，并不能感觉到这个新的感觉。
But Paul here, through the Holy Spirit, tells us we do feel that way.
但是呢，通过圣灵，保罗在这里跟我们说，我们确确实实感觉到这样。
Even as Christians, we will feel that way.
我们是基督徒，我们。确实感觉到这样。
Because on earth and in this earthly life,
因为在这地上，在这地上的生命
，things weigh us down.
有些事情呢是使我们压力非常的大。
But that is because we look forward to God's promise for us, which is that heavenly dwelling, which is that new spiritual body that we will have.
正是呢，我们感觉到在这里的压力大，正是因为我们盼望天上的，我们盼望天上的所存的。
And when we are in this state, brothers and sisters, we do not look forward to getting rid of our life here.
当我们在这个处境当中呢，我们并不是说希望我们要把。我们目前所处的一切都要消除干净。
We groan and we are burdened because we know something good, something better, something that is perfect that will come.
我们感到痛苦，有时候要叹息，正是因为我们知道在前面，在未来我们有更好的。
We look forward to something that is mortal, that is this flesh, this body. We look forward to be swallowed up by life, which is what God gives us.
我们呢，期望我们这个我们这个有限的生命呢，通过神的爱能够成长。
And we have that hope that is always guiding us.
我们呢有那个希望，那个希望一直在带领着我们。
And we need to know that our life ahead of us has been prepared for us by God.
我们呢也应该知道，我们在我们前面的生命呢，神已经为我们准备好了。
And how do we know?That the heavenly dwelling and that spiritual body that is perfect will be ours to have because God has given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
那我们如何能知道天上所有的还有我们这个灵命是给我们的呢？
Yeah.
正是因为神已经
神已经将圣灵赐给我们作为凭据了 Yeah. Right?Brother and sister, it's so important. Is in God's hand.
弟兄姐妹们，我们知道这是非常的重要。我们都应该知道，我们的生命是在神的手里。
It is so important for us, almost on a daily basis, to know that the Holy Spirit is with us.
我们需要，我们每日都需要知道圣灵是一直与我们同在的。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that does the renewing work.
因为正是因为这个圣灵是来做更新的工作。
Even if our person is wasting away, the Spirit inside us renews us.
虽然我们作为一个人有时候在渐渐的
虽然我们的人从外表上来看会衰残的，
但是圣灵呢是一直在更新我们的。
That is the source of newness, and that is the power that causes us to continue to grow and be fresh.
这就是我们这个新生命的来源，这就是我们我们成长的这个力量。
And knowing that, Paul says in verses 9 and 10, he says, whether we are at home or away, meaning whether we're in this body or we're not in this body,We make it our aim to please God.
所以知道了这一切呢，所以我们看到保罗就说在第九节，所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in this body, whether good or evil.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
Paul says, because I know that I am a new creation.
保罗说，我知道我是一个新造的人。
Because I know while in this life, outwardly, I may experience burden and groaning, but I know that the Spirit lives in me.
他说我知道在这个地上的生命里 我有时候会有苦难，但是我知道
圣灵
在我里面成长。
And I know that my Lord God leads me every step of the way.
我也知道我的主在带领着我走每一步。
And so no matter the circumstancesI make it my aim. I am determined that I will live to please him.
所以不管我的境况如何，我已经决定我要为他而活。
Brothers and sisters, in this new year,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
would you be willing to resolve to please God in all things, at all times, in all your life?
所以在这个新的一年里，你能否决定在所有的一切事上，在任何时候，在我们所有的生命里，都能来取悦神呢？
God made us new.
神使我们成为一个新人。
So that we may live for Him in all aspects.
那这样呢，我们就能够为他而活。
Everything functions, and everything functions well.
那所有的一切事物呢，都能够有效的做工。
We make it our aim to please God in all things, at all times, in all my life, because I know that I'm accountable to God.
我们的目标就是要在我们所做的一切事情，任何时候，我们都要所做的一切都要来取悦神。那因为我们要让神知道我们是可以信任的。
Do I honor God at my workplaces?
那在我的工作场所，我是否要荣耀神呢？
Do people know that I live my life and I make my decisions because I am a child of God?
那人家是否知道你做决定的时候人家是否知道你是神的儿女呢？你做出一些决定的时候
at home
那在家里
as I speak and interact with my family
那我在与家人互动交流的时候
am I pleasing God when I speak to my children?
那我在与我的孩子讲话的时候，我是否能够取悦神呢？
When I make decisions regarding how I speak to or spend time with my spouse, am I pleasing God?
那我在当我决定要如何与我的配偶 相处的时候，我是否能取悦神呢？
When I come to church every week to worship, even to want to study God's word in the Sunday school or join prayer meetings to be able to pray for one another, am I pleasing God?
那来参加主日学或者仅仅祷告的时候，我这一切我所做的，我都能取悦于神呢？
We all will appear.Before the seat of Christ.
神的面前
We'll receive from him what is due us based on the way we live.
我们所又慢慢的回来了呢
Have I allowed the voice of the system?
渐渐的让世上的这些声音是否有决心？有决心在所有的事上，任何时候，你所有的生命取悦于神呢
？The second one is self, the fear.
能够决定决心要去进。
Fear of the Lord. If you're taking notes, this was the second point.
那这第二点就是你是否能够敬畏神。
In verse 11 and 12, Paul further goes on to say, "Therefore, fear of the Lord, we, but what we are is in your conscience, making ourselves boast about us." So.Be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is.
第十二节说，我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人；但我们在神面前显明的，在你们的良心里也是显明的。我们不是向你们在举荐自己，乃是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那平。
Says, because I know the fear of the Lord, so that you will recognize.
认识到主是什么呢
Simply, it means that we know who God is, and we know what God is.
那当然就是，敬畏神就是要知道神是谁，神的。
And because I know, I will respect him. And because I know what God requires, so I will obey him.
因为我知道神是谁，所以我会敬重他。我知道神是谁，神的要求是什么，那我就会顺服他。
You know, the Christian faith is not building, is not the building up your own glory or to garner respect from other people.
那你知道基督徒的信心是什么呢？基督徒的信心并不是说要你去，要你去收集人家对你的荣耀或者尊重。
Some people think that by saying I'm a Christian, I go to church, it's supposed to cause people to say, oh, you're a good person.
那有些人呢，这样认为哈，我跟人家说我是基督徒，我去教会的，那人家就会觉得啊，我是一个好人。
Some people think that I'm part of a church and I do a lot of serving or volunteering is so that people will say, "Wow, you're doing such wonderful thing for the community and with your life."
那有些人会觉得啊，我是教会的一部分，我在教会里老是服侍奉献，那人家呢就会觉得我是这么好一个人，我的生命是。
No, the Christian faith is to live such a life as to reveal the truth of God to others.
基督徒的是我们要活出这样一个生命，使在我们使人看到神的真理。
The Christian faith is for you to live such a life that it will make it plain. It will make plain to others.Truth about God's love and the power of Christ's salvation, so that their conscience will know.
那基督徒的信心呢，就是我们要活出这样一个生命呢，使神的神对神的爱的真理呢，简单易懂，让人家能够直接看到，并且神的基督的力量也是基督拯救的力量呢，也是同时能够让人家清楚明白的看到。你是不是对神的话语有能够保持那样的热情呢？
Are you determined to uphold His word before others?
那在人在其他人面前，你有没有决定要坚守神的话语呢？
When I ask, how is your relationship with Christ today?
当我问你，你今天与基督的关系如何？
Are you close to Him? Are you far from Him?
你是否与他非常的亲近，还是与他非常的遥远呢？
Have you grown stronger in your faith?
去敬畏神。
Finally, resolve to be controlled by the love of Christ.
最后决心用以神与基督的爱去激励我们自己。
Verses 14 and 15, Paul says, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this: that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him." Who for their sake died and was raised.
那使所做的一切事情上，他才有动力去追求基督，并且去荣耀基督。
Because of Christ's love, he is motivated then to live for Christ and no longer for himself.
他有动力去为基督而活，并不为他自己活。
Can we say the same thing this morning?
那我们今天早上能不能也这样说呢？
Can we have that same motivation?
我们能否有同样的动力呢？
That in my newness of being Christ's love that controls my thought, that controls my mind, that controls my
那正是因为爱，我是一个新人，爱激励我的激励我的思想，激励我的行为，我的意识。
You know, no one likes to be controlled.
的爱的之下呢，我们呢就可以去像基督一样对待他们。
Christians,
信徒们
，If you are in Christ,
如果你在基督里面
，You are a new creation.
你就是一个新造的人。
Are you a Christian?
你是一个基督徒吗？
Are you in Christ?
你在基督里面吗？
Do you claim to be?
你声称你自己是这样的吗？
Then if you are a new creation, then live the way that God has made you to be.
那如果你是一个新造的人，你就要活出神所希望你活出的样式。
If you are a new creation, act like that new creation.
如果你是一个新造的人，你就要像一个新造的人那样去做。
As I said in the beginning, we are afraid to make New Year resolutions because we don't want to become liars.
因为就像我一开始提到的，我们有时候都很害怕去做新年的一些决志，因为我们知道我们通常就是这些都通常一个都是一个欺骗。
I wouldn't ask you to have resolution. I wouldn't ask myself to have resolutions if all of that becomes just a nice thing to have and a wishful thinking that won't come.To fruition.
如果这仅仅是一个很好的想法或者一个愿望而已，但这些都不会成为事实的话，那我就不会请你去做新年的一些决志。
So I don't want us to do that.
我不希望你们这么做。
However, in this season of newness,
在这个新的一个季节里
，If you've been stirred up by the words of God that is preached today.
如果你受神的，你今天受神的话语而感动的话
，Would you resolve today to be the new creation that God has made you to be and to live like one？
那你能够决心，能够如果你是一个新造的人，你能不能够决心要做一个神所希望你做的一个人
？In 2024, would you resolve to wanting to grow to reflect？In your life, Christ, Who is your Lord and Savior?
那在2024年，你能，如果你是一个新造的人，你能否决心要活出基督的样子，在在你的生命里能够看到基督的样式呢？
To please them in all things.
在所有的一切事里都要取悦于他呢？
To know the fear of God.
要知道，要去敬畏神。
To have Christ's love control your actions and your speech.
以基督的爱来激励你的行为和话语。
As we close, let us spend some time in prayer and reflection.
那在我们结束之前呢，让我们花一点时间来祷告并且思考。